And friends, let's welcome Penny Nichols to our Sam W. stage.
Thank you, Lorraine.
You're welcome, Penny.
I love you, Lorraine.
Oh, I love you, Penny.
Thank goodness. Is there life on this planet? What are the signs? Fire, wind, and water. There's no guarantees that I can find. A million billion stars ablaze in a nighttime sky. Some align north to south. It's a wonder I'm still asking why. So bring it in. It's all grist for the mill. What comes out is the sweetest flower. Fills me up in my darkest hour. Bring it in, bring it in. It's all grist for the mill. Cast my tears in a river of sorrow. Turns the wheel and feeds the sparrow. A broken heart that never seems to mend. She lives in a world of pain. Still finds love to send. The landscape of my dreams at night is sometimes far too real and paints a telling portrait of how I really feel. So bring it in, bring it in. It's all grist for. What comes out is the sweetest flower, fills me up in my darkest hour. Bring it in, bring it in. It's all grist for the mill. Cast my tears in a river of sorrow, turns the wheel. Cast my tears in the river. The river turns the wheel. Makes loaves for the hungry. And helps my heart to heal. So bring it in. It's all grist for the mill. What comes out is the sweetest flower. Fills me up in my darkest hour. Bring it in, bring it in. It's all grist for the mill. Cast my tears in a river of sorrow. Turns the wheel and feeds the sparrow. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you. It's a privilege and an honor to be with you and to make music with you and laugh and learn and sing and listen. It's a great joy for me. I want to do a song that requires a little help for me. That last song is on my A Voyages of Nap record, and David Roth sang on a lot of those songs with me on my record, and I'd like to invite him up to come and play this next song with me and sing on it. This is a song called The Sands of Time. That last song was called Grist for the Mill. And I'm really happy to have Dave up on stage here with me for this one. Come here, my little ones, and rest your heads. Listen to this tale, then it's off to picture hanging on the wall. That brave sea captain was your Uncle Paul. He saved 30 men from drowning back in 63. 10 years later, he died at sea. Don't try to stop the sands of time. Try to stop them, just let them go. Don't try to stop the sands of time from falling. They're on the deck that's evangelized. Finer first mate you could not find. She knew hard work, but she could also laugh. Her smile still shines from that photograph. Don't try to stop the sands of time. Don't try to stop them, just let them go. Stop the sands of time from falling. So live as if your journey were never ending into the future. Make sure it's love you're sending. Build your castles strong. Wash your tears away and turn and face another day. Don't try to stop the sands of time. try to stop them, just let them go. Don't try to stop the sands of time from had a chance to tell you all about why I made a record of Jackson Brown songs. It's because he's a very old friend of mine, and he and I kind of grew up together in the same little town in Orange County. We went to the Paradox together, which was his coffee house where we would get together. The folk swingers would get together at the Paradox, and it was a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and John McEwen, Jackson, Steve Noonan, Greg Copeland, Tim Buckley, Jennifer Warnes, and the Stone Ponies would come through there all the time. So Linda was around, and Kenny Edwards, and all these people that we basically grew up with, spent many years with. And Jackson and I were managed by the same management couple for a long time, and we used to play music together almost every day. And then when I had a record out and he didn't, he would come out with me on the road and open the show for me. Wah, wah. And then, and I would sing some of his songs in my set. So I would like to do one song here from my new CD, Colors of the Sun. Penny Nichols sings the early songs of Jackson Brown for you, and I did it because I really wanted people to understand what a great songwriter he is, and I wasn't sure that everybody was going to get that from listening to his singing. And he has gotten better over the years, which is a wonderful thing, but me being like a sister, ex-lover sister, you know how old lovers become family after a while. Then you know you can say to your old dear friend, well, maybe you could have done that one a little differently. So I would like to invite Martin up to play with me on this, and we're going to do a song. I don't know if this is really going to work for me. You know what? I have to look at the words, because it takes me years to learn my songs. Yeah, try it right there. Right there. Let's see if this works. And this way I can kind of be a little bit facing Martin and see him a little bit. All right, that's kind of working. Yeah, okay. Oh, so I'm really thankful to Martin for helping me with this. This is called Something Fine. And if you don't know Jackson's work, you're gonna love this song. And if you do know Jackson's work, you're gonna love this song. Especially since we're all, you know, baby boomers, ex-hippies, etc. So we all know what it's about. Papers lie there helplessly in a pile outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is begging like a beggar at my sleeve. Oh, that's much too old a story to believe. makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco in a long, long while. Dreams are rolling down across the places in my mind. I've just seen a taste of something. Big show coming up on September 7th in Long Island, CD release show, singing all 12 songs from the record. I'm terrified, okay? I'm still working on it. It's been a growing experience. Okay, now I would like to invite David and Cozy to come up on stage and help me with this song. This is a song from the Eight Voyages of Nep that was written for my brother, Rory. I have a younger brother, Rory, who's developmentally challenged. And he didn't want to leave my house to go live in his supervised living apartment. And it took me about 9 months to convince him that it would be okay. He was only 4 miles away, and I would see him all the time, and he could come and visit whenever he wanted. And it was after he had had a heart attack, and he almost died. And we took care of him for 2 years, and after 2 years, I was completely exhausted and couldn't do another thing. And I couldn't figure out how to help him make the decision to move into supervised living with a staff of 12 and a beautiful apartment and all that. And finally, I wrote him this song, and that helped him make the decision, and he heard the song, and after the song, I'll tell you what he said. But I think you may have heard this maybe once before, but in any case, there's a part for you to sing, and Cozy and Dave are going to help along with that. And it goes like this. Your part is, no matter what. And then I sing, I'll be there for you. And you guys go, no matter what. And I say, I'm gonna care for you. And then I sing, when the rain is falling and your heart is heavy, when you can't see the forest for the trees, no matter what, I'll be there for you, no matter what. I'm gonna care for you, no matter what your trouble is, you can count on me. Sister to brother, no matter the reason, the hour of the night, the time or the season, no matter what your trouble is, you can count on me. Here's your turn. No matter what, I'll be there for you. No matter what, I'm gonna care for you. When the rain is falling and your heart is heavy, when you can't see the forest for the trees, no matter what, I'll be there for you. No matter what, I'm gonna care for you. No matter what your trouble is, you can count on me. Life can get a little bumpy when you're on your own, but someone who loves you is as close as your telephone. Just pick up the phone and give me a shout. No matter what, I'll be there for you. No matter what, I'm gonna care for you. No matter what your trouble is, you can count on me. No matter if the stars don't shine, no matter if you can't find time, no matter if you watch TV instead of listening to me, I'll be there for you. No matter what, I'm gonna care for you. No matter what your trouble is, you can count on me. The stars don't shine, no matter if you can't find time, no matter if you watch TV, you can count on me.
Sheridan and David Robb.
two of my favorite people in the world. Thank you. My last song for you is another song that is all about Rory. This is like 50% the Rory Nichols Show and 50% the Penny Nichols Show. So I have this camp, right? And Rory couldn't figure out why he couldn't come to camp. And I realized one year, well, my gosh, why can't he come to camp? I'll let him come to camp. But I figured I was going to spend all my time supervising Rory. It didn't work out that way. And the first day of camp, he and I went to a co-writing class with Sloan Wainwright. And I figured, you know, 5 days, 5 lines, by the end of the week, we'll have a song. Instead, that first day after lunch, I turned on my little tape recorder and said, "Okay, Rory, what do you want to write about?" And he sat back in his chair and said, "Well, I think it should go something like this." And he proceeded to sing this entire song to us, to me. Blew me away, really pulled the rug out from under my feet. I'd never asked my brother if he wanted to write a song. So I added a little bridge, and we did it at a coffee house that night. And he got a standing ovation. I hadn't gotten a standing ovation. He got a standing ovation. So anyway, we do this song every year at the end of camp. And it's a big favorite with a lot of summer songers. So we're going to sing it for you. How green trees are, so green they grow to the sky. The leaves and birds that live there are just learning to fly. They're so much life.
Watch out.
mosquitoes. And wear your hat in the sun. There's so much life around here. It makes you feel so Thank you so much. I thank you. Rory Nichols, thanks you.